When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Browns fans? It's Kenny Mack, and today we got Tyrese, Big Time Chambers. So you're listening to the Dogs Podcast. Let's kick this off and be a big part of Team Reese, baby. Let's go. Woo-hoo.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. I think this is like, what, 403-ish? 402. Okay. 402. Our last one I was on was 400. But 402, here we are.
Blake can count.
Yes.
At least we've verified.
Yes. We appreciate you guys being here, hanging out with us. Remember, if you want to get your voicemails and intros on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com. Leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. You can also find the merch store up there. Get yourself a t-shirt, hoodie, something like that. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure to tap the notification bell so you don't miss any of the new content we're putting out. We dropped the interview with Aiden Robbins a few weeks ago. We just did one with Trayton Welch that came out on Sunday. I know we have another one coming out.
Bookie Watson,
Brown sixth round draft pick. That one's going to be dropping soon. Josh got to do that one this past weekend.
That was good.
Yeah, it was. And then tonight, we had a chance to sit down with NFL wide receiver Tyrese Chambers. He was just up at Browns mini camp right now, or this past weekend. He gives us a lot of good insight into the Browns mini camp and just what it takes to reach as part of making it to the NFL. So we got a really fun interview coming up for you guys. You don't want to miss any of the content we're putting out. We're getting as many players as possible as we can throughout this offseason. So make sure you have the notification bell tapped so you don't miss any of the interviews and new content that we're putting out. If you prefer to just listen to the show, you can also find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google. Leave us a 5-star review while you're there. It helps out the show a lot. And if you want more content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. You get access to the private Discord. You get an extra episode every week, fantasy football with us once the season rolls around. You got a dynasty league, a bunch of redraft leagues. It's a good time for everybody involved. Kenny Max in there, a bunch of other guys. So if you want to hang out with Browns fans from all over the world, you want to have more, I'll call it intimate access to the Dogs.
Whoa.
And there's just a lot of cool guys in there and girls in the it's not just all dudes. So
no, it's a really cool community.
Yeah, if you're a female listener and you need some Browns fans to hang out with, feel free to jump in. You wouldn't be the only one. So it's a really cool online Browns community. So jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member, and come hang out with us.
And real quick, before we move on to the interview, you did mention the fantasy football stuff there. Just want to mention me and Justin just kicked off the first episode officially, sort of the Dogs Fantasy Football Podcast. We are going to be doing some fantasy football commentary. And we had the video working for about 7 minutes, and then it's a black screen for the rest of the time. But the audio is there, and me and Justin have a really fun conversation. So check that out on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. It's at The Dogs Fantasy.
It's better than the first episode ever of this show. When the camera just fell over in the middle.
It did fall over.
It starts off looking good, and then I'm guessing there'll be a really sweet logo. Maybe it'll just be our faces or something. I don't know. Something cool. You got to figure that out, Josh.
I got this. Editing magic.
We're very excited to welcome to the show wide receiver Tyrese Chambers. Tyrese, thank you so much for being here, taking some time to be here safely. For anybody who, obviously, we're just now recording. We were just talking to him while he's driving his car. Got a little dicey for a minute.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
So first of all, we just want to say from us here, the Dogs, just congratulations, firstly, on being invited to participate in the Browns rookie mini camp. Like, getting invited to a mini camp is no small feat. I mean, none of us were at Browns mini camp. You know what I mean? Like, it takes an elite level player to get invited to a camp like that. So we just want to say congratulations on having that opportunity. And we just wanted to see, what was it like? What was your experience? What were your thoughts, your reactions to like your first NFL experience?
Oh, man. It was a dream come true, first and foremost. Just blessed, man. Just blessed and thankful to be able to have that opportunity to go out there and, you know, showcase my talent. When I first got there, I'm going to say my experience was I was just kind of more so starstruck, man. Just the fact that, like, I was really, you know, in an NFL uniform and NFL helmet, man. And I'm looking at the walls and I'm seeing people like Jim Brown and all those Hall of Famers and legends, you know, that was legends in that city. It was a dream come true, man, a dream come true.
Yeah, I actually, we talked to Trayton Welch last week, and I asked him if there was anybody that had him starstruck. Like, I know if I were to just jump on an NFL roster right now, I'd be like, hey, look, it's Myles Garrett. Oh, hey, look, it's Mo Hurt. I wouldn't even be able to concentrate on playing football because I think these are guys I watch on TV and root for all the time. Was there anybody in particular that you were just like, I can't believe I'm on the same football field with this guy right now?
I seen Jameis Winston and Deshaun Watson in the locker room. That was kind of crazy. Jameis, that was crazy. I walked into the weight room. We wasn't in the indoor facility. Jameis was in there doing some stretching and everything. And I just remember, you know, watching him at Florida State and, you know, him winning national championship. It was kind of cool just to see, you know, him in person. He's actually way bigger than I kind of, you know, thought. He's huge. And, then I goes in the locker room and I see Deshaun Watson in there and I was like, bro, this is crazy. Like, he's just sitting right there, like, just reading. I believe he was reading or praying or something. But I actually went up to those guys and just, you know, gave them, you know, much respect, man, and said I'm just blessed to be here. I asked Jameis for any advice that he had for me. He just told me to keep my head up, stay down, grind, just stay out of the way, do what I'm supposed to do, and, you know, keep God first.
We've heard nothing but great things about Jameis. That's cool. He gives you, he's, you know, reaching out, giving good advice and stuff like that. Is he a funny guy? I always get the impression he's like super funny.
Man, he's a phenomenal person, but he is hilarious.
Seems like he's got a great personality.
His personality is off the charts, man. He actually was saying stuff to us because Mother's Day was Sunday. I had got there Thursday. He was like, man, make sure y'all make mama happy, man. Make sure y'all make y'all mamas happy and stuff like that. We was all in there laughing, man. He's incredible.
That's so cool. I mean, what was just your overall takeaway from the Browns as an entire, just as an organization while you were, you know, up there at the mini camp?
Everything is kind of really simple. You know, be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Be on time, do what you're supposed to do. They're really really direct about details, you know, and everything that you do, the little things. Everybody's pretty laid back and chill. Everybody respectful, you know. You don't see coaches like yelling or screaming at players, or screaming at each other, none of that stuff. They're well kept, well put together, well coached, well taught. Whoever, you know, obviously they had to go through some things to get in a position that they're in. And I think they actually like. Supposed to be there. Those coaches supposed to be there. They are all of them phenomenal, man. I had good vibes from everybody, to the people that were serving us, to people at the front desk, the people that was you know, taking us back and forth to the hotels. Just everybody, man. Just phenomenal staff, man. Phenomenal experience.
So for you, what was the key, the big difference, you know, as far as the difference between college football and the NFL? What was, you know, the biggest, I guess, thing that stood out to you on that transition?
I'm going to say it's crazy because just having that uniform on just makes you just feel different. It gave me superpowers, man. It gave me superpowers. I had that helmet and stuff on. It's just a different level of excitement. The level of the attention to detail is definitely took it more seriously. I'm going to say the margin of error is really, really small. You know what I mean? You don't want to, you know, mess up too much. Obviously, you know what I mean? It's a business. They'll replace you quick. So I mean, my personal experience, I felt like I did very, very well. I got feedback that I was the number one tryout guy from, the general manager and the assistant general manager. They said that I was the number one tryout guy. You know, and that if, opportunity presents itself, that I'll definitely, receive a phone call from them to come back. So, I went in there with a chip on my shoulder. You know, 2021 and 2022, I had a draft grade, and, 2023, I ended up getting hurt. I had a turf toe, so I played limited games and stuff like that. I had a lot of stuff going on, off the field also with family. You know, my grandmother just recently passed away as well. Throughout that course of that football, season, she was sick, and, you know, I had to make sure she was okay. Obviously, just going up there and making sure she's okay and everything, making sure family good. Being hometown kid, being from Maryland and coming back to Maryland was, facing a lot of unfortunate situations, but, it was just like a breath of fresh air, man, to step back on the football field healthy. I never dropped a pass. I caught every pass, ran my routes hard, finished very well. My attention to detail was really on point. I got lined up where I'm supposed to be and ran every route the right depth. I think I had almost a perfect camp.
That's awesome to hear, man. And it's always good when you get an opportunity like that and you feel like you left it all out there. No regrets. You're not leaving questioning whether, man, if I just would have done one more thing, maybe some things would have went differently. So to know that you went out there and left it all out, not having any regrets, then I think, you know, you can sleep soundly at night knowing that you gave it everything you had.
And getting that you know, instant feedback too from the guys making the decisions. That's really awesome too, to know that, you know, they obviously saw what you felt like you accomplished out there. They recognized that.
Absolutely.
So I had kind of a question. You talked about like the attention to detail being next level and stuff at the NFL. We've been up to camp a few times now in the last couple of years, and I'm always impressed with, like, there's no wasted time, it seems like, at Browns camp, in terms of like they blow that horn or they blow that whistle and you're on to the next drill, and they're just, everybody's there. And you know, the highest level I ever played was high school, and practices were like 3 hours long. And then I watch an NFL practice, and it seems like they got everything done an hour, 45 minutes, and they just got through so much stuff. How does that compare to like you played Division I college football? Were the camps similar in terms of like efficiency? You know, how long were practices in D1 college football compared to what your training camp experience was like?
I'm going to say, obviously, playing, you know, I played every level of college football.
Uh-huh.
So it's crazy because I played junior college, I played FCS, FBS, Power 5, and now I got experience in the NFL. So I'm going to say the difference between all of them, obviously, being in the Big Ten, you know, they kind of similar in a sense where as far as training, working out, and everything like that, was taken really, really seriously. But one thing I did notice in the NFL, they get going. You know what I mean? We out there, as soon as we get out there, we stretch, we warm up, and then we straight to team, straight to 707, straight to learning periods, straight to individuals. Like, everything is kind of fast-paced. Everything is wrapped because they already expect you to have everything already equipped in your mind. You know what I'm saying? So they expect you to go out there and do what you're supposed to do. They ain't got time to, you know, be asking a million questions. They're going to coach you and everything like that, but they already expect you to be a pro. And that's what I learned, that, you know what I mean? You just got to be a pro.
I was going to say, I mean, I know, like you talked about, your 2023 season didn't go obviously the way that you had hoped it would go and all that stuff, but man, your college career was very interesting, and you definitely had some seasons where, you know, just going back through and looking at, you know, some tape and some stats on you, is like, wow, this guy can ball. And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong on any of these, but I was reading, you set single season records for yards and touchdowns, both at Sacred Heart and at Florida International.
Yes, sir.
I mean, your 2021 season at Florida International, 12 games, 45 catches, 1,074 yards, 9 touchdowns. It was very impressive. I was just looking at some of the deeper metrics on that, too. I mean, I think you had, what was it, a 23.9 yards per catch. I think that led the nation, didn't it?
Yeah, I led the nation in yards per catch, yeah.
That's insane. And then I'm trying to find my notes here, but I know you had something with the yak yardage.
10.5 yards after the catch.
That's what it was, yeah. And that is something that's super impressive to me, is the ability to, once the ball gets in your hands, to do something, you know, to evade tacklers, to create plays in space. So did you put a bunch of that on show up there in at Browns minicamp too?
Oh, absolutely. I obviously, I appreciate you guys for giving me this platform. You know, I want to be able to, you know, express something and share something that I kind of didn't do in the past. First things first, I'm a very, very humble dude. But I will say that I'm very, very underrated. Very, very slept on in college football. I just don't think people understand. Okay, so I'm going to take you back to Sacred Heart, right? My first four games at Sacred Heart, when I started, I think I didn't start the first game. I earned my spot the second game. And then I had four games straight where I had 150 and two touchdowns in each game. I had a crazy run. And then they started tripling, double teaming me. You know how that production obviously goes down. But that season was kind of a really, really good season for me as a freshman. I was the rookie of the year there. Jerry Rice was a finalist. But I didn't get nothing, like no type of publicity, and all that stuff. Similar, it kind of had me questioning, was it the level of competition? So that's why I wanted to go up. I ended up playing with an NFL running back named Julius Chestnut, who plays for the Titans on that team as well. And my starting center plays for the Vikings. So it was NFL talent on that team as well. But, when I moved up a level, I wanted to basically prove that I can play, you know, at a higher level and do the same thing at that level. So, we obviously didn't have a lot of things figured out. We had a new coaching staff, a new office coordinator, young quarterbacks. The team was just a 0-7 or 0-8 team. So it was really, really, you know what I mean? We was unproven. So I went in there, you know, blindfolded. I didn't know what to expect. All I knew, and I had in my mind that any opportunity that I get, I was going to make the most of it. So that's why you see I had 45 catches and I was able to get 1,000 because I had mentality every time I touched the ball, I got to score because I don't know if I'm going to get the ball again. You know what I mean? And the first half of that year, I actually broke the all-time yards per catch record, like, of all time. I actually had 33.6 yards per catch in week six. I actually broke the record. I didn't know that I broke the record until at the end of the season, they told me, like, I seen it on there. I'm like, wow, I didn't know I broke the all-time yards per catch record. I had 33.6. And then, you know, kind of the yards per catch went down a little bit, you know, after getting multiple catches and stuff in some games and stuff like that. But I ended up still finishing, led the nation in yards per catch. I also want to make it known too that the guy who was also at FIU, is I think he had 10,000 yards in his career. T.Y. Hilton, played for the Colts.
Yeah.
I broke his record. Yeah, I broke his record. And Janu Smith, who was also another NFL guy who got drafted in the third round, I broke his record as well. So it's like, I don't know what more to, like, you know what I mean? I just did what I could possibly do. I really felt like I'm an NFL receiver from day one. I felt like I should have been drafted, honestly. But I'm just still blessed and thankful just to be in the position I'm in, just to have the opportunity to at least showcase my talent to the Browns. They obviously believed in me and gave me the opportunity, but I still got so much potential, man, that I haven't reached yet. Like, it's crazy. Once I get the opportunity to, you know, play with a quarterback like Deshaun Watson, you know what I mean? And players around you like Myles Garrett, that's a defense player of the year, that's giving you motivation. You know what I mean? Jameis Winston, who's going to encourage like NFL players, like pros. I feel like that my level, my game is going to skyrocket. And I say that confidently. Like, I know that I'm going to have an even better NFL career than I did in college. I just need an opportunity.
I think so much of the league is opportunity. I think there's tons of guys out there that are high-level athletes who could come into the league and perform if they could ever just be given the opportunity to showcase their talents, which is why I think it's so great that you came into Browns camp and put such good work on film. You know what I mean? Because now you can get that film, you can pass it out to the league, and you just got to keep putting good tape out there to try to get your opportunity. Because like you said, you know, you're an NFL level receiver and you believe it and you go out there and you show it. And I think the league shows that these kinds of players, they make up the league. You know what I mean? I think 30% of the league is undrafted. So we always talk about here because, you know, in our whole lives, the Browns have always had top level draft picks. And for most of our lives until the last 5 or 6 years, they hadn't done nothing with them. So the draft is a crapshoot. So what I just think it's encouraging, like the draft isn't the end all be all. I mean, if anything, now you get to go find your fit. If find the place, yeah, you know, that believes in you, that you fit into their system, that you can
culture.
Yeah, their culture, all that good stuff. So I just think it's about just getting that opportunity, and more good tape you can put out there, the better chance you're going to get to find that opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog Pack Father's Day is right around the corner. So what do you give the man who has essentially everything he already needs? I mean, it's always so hard at Father's Day and on dad's birthdays and things like that. What does this guy even really need? Well, let me make it easy for you guys. Get him steak and burgers and brats and jumbo franks and chicken and everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer, because dads want meat, and it's the perfect gift because you know he's going to use it. It's grilling season. Your dad, your grandpa, these guys, you as a dad, we're going to be grilling out all summer long. So get things kicked off the right way with Omaha Steaks for Father's Day. It's what I get my dad, my grandpa, my father-in-law every year for Father's Day, because I know they're going to use it. They love the food, and it just goes a long way. They can continue. I mean, obviously, they grill out once, twice, three times, and they just keep using the food that you got them for Father's Day. It's the perfect gift. And right now, when you go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out for an additional discount when you shop the gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks are making this very easy for you guys to put a smile on the big guys' faces this summer. They've got hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89 for Father's Day. And like I said, omahasteaks.com, use that promo code DOGS when you check out for an additional discount on your order. So don't stress, don't fret, make Father's Day easy for all the dads in your life. And you know, if your wife or your kids are saying, hey, dad, what do you want for Father's Day? Just tell them, get me some damn good food from Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S when you check out. Shop the Father's Day selection, all their gift packages starting at $89. And with that promo code DOGS when you check out, you get an additional discount on your order. So don't wait. Get everything ready to go now. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code DOGS. Get all the dads in your life the perfect gift for Father's Day.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I wanted to talk about, I was, I'm going through and I'm looking at highlights and film, man. And, your film is spectacular. Your contested catch rate. And like, as far as how your first step and your first move, how you shake guys and get behind defenses is crazy. So I guess as far as like as Browns fans, we've always kind of wanted like a vertical threat, a guy that can get downfield and just catch a deep ball. Like, what do you think are your best skill sets as far as, like, NFL receiver? You know what I mean?
The deep ball.
Okay. Okay.
The deep ball. I've been running go balls since I was, like, 9 years old. So, it's like a natural. Most people been asking me, I get this question a lot, because I think I had probably, I'm going to say, I know PFF isn't going to probably add my 9 balls from Sacred Heart. But if I was to add my college career 9 balls, I probably have over maybe 22, 23 receptions, more than like 50 yards or 40 yards or something like that throughout my college career. So it's like the deep ball I've been doing since I was like 9 years old. It's like the funnest route to me. You know what I mean? It's like a man amongst boys. It's like who wants the ball more? You know what I mean? That's all that comes down to. Like, and I feel like it's a game changer. You know what I mean? The stadium is rocking and, you know what I mean? The momentum is shifted, you know, with that route. And it's just something about it, man. And, I feel like I've been crafting. I've been so a technician at that route for a long time. I feel like that's the same thing, you know, I'm gonna have in the league as well. You know what I mean? That deep ball.
I'm absolutely glad you used that word technician. Cause I mean, it's, you gotta know what you're doing with your body positioning, where the sideline is. You got to, you know, be able to track the ball.
Yep, timing.
Timing,
everything.
Yep. That's awesome.
So this is these sideline catches that we see receivers make. How do you just always know where the sideline is? Like, are you looking out your peripherals? Do you look at it and you count your steps? Like, some of these toe taps you see where, I mean, there's a blade of grass between your toe and the white. Like, how do you just have that high level awareness while also knowing there's a 220-pound safety trying to take your head off, the quarterback threw it before you were out of your break? Like, how do you mentally process all that information in a millisecond?
So I'm going to say just knowing your landmarks, man. Just knowing, so I believe it's, from sideline to sideline, if I'm not mistaken, it's like around 53 yards or something like that from hash to hash, if yep. I'm not mistaken. So if you split that in half, you got around 20-something yards from the sideline to the hash. So that means the DB has to cover all of that. You know what I mean? One human has to cover that long, you know what I mean, amount, you know, that long field. So it's like just knowing your alignment and knowing, you know, what route you about to run and where to set the defender up. So you know, you can make it seem like, you know, you line up a DB is in front of you. He's inside leverage. He already lost if you're going to go ball to me. I already have the leverage that I want. So it's like just knowing where the sideline and stuff is like it got to be a natural feel. Is it something that everybody can't do? But the ones who can do, the ones that can do it is the ones that's obviously playing on Sundays. And like, you know what I mean? That'd be the difference maker, honestly. Just knowing your landmark, knowing, you know, how many yards, you know, the field is, and from sideline to hash and stuff like that. Just know your alignment, your landmark, and also who you're playing against.
How much of the game, I guess I'm just coming up with questions off the top of my head now because I'm interested, would you say is mental? Like, are there guys out there who are maybe like supreme athletes, but they're just not going to get it because they don't think about that kind of stuff like you just mentioned? And are there guys who maybe aren't as athletic, but they're just so high level when it comes to the mental part of the game that it makes them better than these guys who might be freak athletes?
Yeah, I'm going to say about the game is about 90% mental. 90% mental. Everything is who can process it the fastest. Who can react the fastest? Who can process it the fastest? Who can go out there and get lined up? Who knows who knows like the playbook like the back of their hand? Who knows their players like the back of their hand? Who studies the film the most? Everything is all mental. The physical part is 10%. Obviously, you want to be biggest, strong, as fast as you can and stuff like that. But I would say none of that stuff matters if somebody is outthinking you. You know what I mean? The game is like, it's about, you know, being smarter and not being harder. That's what I realized in this game. The smartest players always win. You know what I mean? The greatest quarterback of all time, we all can say, is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, if not the greatest, is Tom Brady. You know what I mean? You tell me what was his 40-yard dash, how he can jump, how strong he is. And none of that stuff matters because he's smarter than everybody else. That's why he's the greatest. So it's like just being able to know the game like the back of your hand, I feel like you have advantage over everybody else. And the game is definitely 90% mental. And I learned from experience. I will definitely hold myself accountable. It took me a couple years to get the game, you know, clicking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It didn't just happen overnight. You got to put the work in for it, too.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that kind of speaks to why sometimes we watch certain players on Sundays and we're like, you just think in the back of your head, like, man, that guy's just making things look really easy right now. And it probably plays exactly what you're saying, like the processing and just knowing, you know, he's sizing up his opponent thinking, okay, if I do this move, that move, and this, I'm good to go. I'm golden. Like, he just, they know what to do.
Exactly.
So I don't know how much you know about Browns fans, but around the world, there's the Browns Backers Club. It's just Browns fans in different cities all over the earth, really. And we happen to be really close friends with the president of the Browns Backers up in Ottawa, Canada, and he's also the vice president of the entire Browns Backers organization around the world. He's been on the show a bunch, and we told him we were having you on, so he left us a voicemail with a question for you. So we're going to play that now. His name's Kenny, vice president of all of Browns Backers worldwide.
Yo, Tyrese, it's okay. Kenny Mack, and I'm calling from the Ottawa Browns Backers up here in Ottawa, Canada. I had a question for you, man. 23.9. That's a huge average. That year in 2021, just wondering what led to that? Because you seem to be taking a Gas Canada match to all the DBs in the league that year. Amazing average. Let me know what led to that. Cheers.
I know you kind of already have talked about that, but he was pretty enamored with that number too.
Yeah, I can touch on it a little bit. Touch on it a little bit more. So as I shared before, just having the ability to know you got to make the most of all your opportunities. You know what I mean? It may be a game where you get 10 catches. It may be a game where you get two. You know what I mean? And you just got to just make the most out of every opportunity that you have. And that was kind of my mentality going into that year. I knew that obviously we didn't have the best team, you know, in the country and stuff like that, but we had a lot of playmakers and, just given my opportunity, just want to make the most of it. And I would say like two specific routes that kind of led to that yards per catch that I kind of been, like I shared with y'all, one of them is a non ball that I kind of been, you know, doing since I was 9 years old. The other one is a slant. You know what I mean? A slant is kind of one of the funnest routes for me. You know what I mean? I don't know why. I don't know why it's one of my favorite routes, but it is. But just being able to pitch a foot in the ground and get vertical, man. I feel like, you know, if you can do that and you can do anything. You run a slant and a go ball. Those are the two routes that I feel like you'll get a high yards per catch if you're able to take a slant to the crib and you're able to catch a go ball.
That's pretty cool, man. Like, I guess just another quick question off the top of my head. Like, just looking at your college career, what game stands out to you the most throughout college? Like, who was the opponent? Was it home, away? Like, what do you remember about like the most memorable game in college for you?
It's two of them, really. Two of them that's kind of same, that's kind of even for me. One of them was, it was a CBS game, Friday night CBS game, or Saturday night, that Friday night CBS game against Charlotte. I had three catches for 201 yards and two touchdowns.
That's it.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Because I only got targeted like four times, and like I didn't even know I had that many yards. I just was just had that mentality. Every time I touched the ball, I got to score or do something with it. So it's like after the game, and they told me. I said, no, there's no way I had 200 yards, bro. I only had three catches. Like, what are you talking about? And I seen it. I was like, wow. The sky's the limit. That just gave me so much confidence going into, like, you know, the rest of my college football career. Because it's like, if I can do that with three catches, just imagine what I could do with 10. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. It's kind of, that was one of the games that's so memorable to me. That was also the game that I had tied T.Y. Hilton's single game record as well. So that was kind of a memorable game for me. And the second one is, I'm going to say against Southern Miss, the last game of the season. It was literally either I'm going to break this record this game or I'm going to be like 50 yards short or something like that. I caught a 91 yard. It was a comeback and go, and it was for 91 yards to break the record. And that was one of the best days of my life, man. I ain't going to lie.
So cool.
That's a Randy Moss stat line, three catches, 200 yards.
Yeah, I seen Randy Moss's too. It was crazy too.
So I found your nickname is Big Time. How did you get that nickname? And then do you remember who gave you that nickname?
Who gave me that nickname? I forgot who gave me that nickname. That is a great question. I know it was a coach. I know it was a coach that gave me that name, and I hope he watches this and he tells me, because I honestly forgot who gave me this name, but I love watches. So that's number one. I love clocks. I love watches. I love everything with time. And then I feel like big time players make big time plays. And it was kind of like, you know, like how people call Hollywood Brown Hollywood and all these other guys, different nicknames. I try to find a nickname for me, and I felt like big time fit me the most. I actually got it on my chain too.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a clock right here. It's a big time.
It's awesome.
Something like that. Yeah. So just making plays, man. Just being a playmaker and stuff like that. And if you're going to do something, you want to do it big. So that's kind of my philosophy with that.
Yes, sir.
So I guess what are you up to now? Like, what's next? Is it just training, keep yourself, you know, in shape and just wait for, you know, your next opportunity? What does the summer look like for you?
Oh, man, we in grind mode. I'm doing 2-a-days right now. So I just lifted this morning. I got another workout later tonight at 8. And when I'm traveling back and forth from Miami and Baltimore. So when I'm in Miami, I'm training with Andrew Swayze, trainer of Albert Kamara's and a couple other NFL guys and stuff like that. Really, really, really phenomenal guy. Pushes me to the limit. Working out with him and my trainer here, PJ. He's been my trainer for about nine or eight years now. We kind of been taking the game to another level, man, working on releases, making sure I'm in the best shape that I can possibly be. So when I do my opportunity to get presented to me, I'm ready and I'm prepared for it. So just kind of doing 2-a-days, and stuff like that, man. Just making sure I spend time with family. As I shared, I lost my grandmother a couple of days ago as well. So it's just a blessing just to be able to be home, you know, with my family and stuff like that, spending some time with them. And also, you know, just, you've been an athlete and playing football for so long. You never really had a summer off. You never really had days off to really, you know, go and look at, you know, some water or go, you know, around your city and stuff and express some love to some kids. So I'm definitely going to be trying to get active and doing some camps and stuff in my community. Just trying to give back to the kids and everything like that. And just kind of just watching film, man, watching guys like Amari Cooper and all those goats of the sport. Just trying to elevate my game as much as possible. So I feel like that's where we at right now. And then hopefully I'll get an opportunity soon. And I would love for it to be Cleveland. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we would too, man. But just, I wanted to real quick, while you just mentioned, you know, helping out the community and things like that, because reading stuff about you and everything that you're involved in, it seems like you're heavily involved in mental health advocacy. Is that right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And then, like, I saw some anti-bullying and things like that that are actually a little more near and dear to this podcast, unfortunately. But just talk to us about your efforts to, you know, help support, improve lives of, you know, the kids and all the young people, you know, just in our communities in general.
I'm going to say, like, even how you do one thing is how you do everything, man. So it's like the effort that I put into football and making this sport a success for me is the same effort I put off the field, you know what I mean, in my community and stuff like that. As I shared to you guys, football is 90% mental. So is life. You know what I mean? Life is about the same thing. You know what I mean? 90% mental. And I feel like I lost a good friend of mine. Rest in peace to Montez Cooper. I lost a good friend of mine. He to suicide actually last year, in 2023. And that kind of really, I was already big on mental health, but that kind of really opened my eyes, because you just never know who's going through stuff, man. And us being athletes, you know, some people sometimes they think that we superhumans and stuff like that, but we're just humans just like everybody else. And just being able to just have the opportunity and ability to express yourself. I always try to keep my doors open to my teammates, to my loved ones. Everybody can call me, need anything. I'm a little bit mental tough than a lot of people. So they come to me kind of for advice and stuff like that. But just sharing love, man, and making sure the youth knows that they have, you know, people here to help them and stuff like that. You know, obviously me being from a city like Baltimore, we faced with a lot of unfortunate situations, growing up in poverty and seeing a lot of people, you know, in and out of jail or get killed and stuff like that. It's kind of messes with, you know, you mentally. And you growing up, you don't want to be thinking about those things. And some people actually live with those things throughout their years and everything. So just kind of just emphasizing how important mental health is really big for me. I just want to be a open door for those kids and anybody else who need it as well.
Well said.
That's good stuff, man. I know on this podcast, we've kind of, the longer we've done it, and the more players we've got to talk to, I feel like we've really tried to remember, like you said, that you guys are just humans. You know what I mean? And just because, like, we see you on TV and we just, I feel like sometimes a lot of people think they can just say whatever they want to you or about you just because you're an athlete on their TV screen. And I feel like we've been critical of players before, obviously, you know, we're a Browns podcast. If we think somebody's not playing well, but I think there's a way you can do it. and be constructive and be critical without just being hurtful. So I think that's something like, at least on this podcast, we tried to be really mindful of as we've gone into it more. We've got to meet players. We've moved away from the mindset of like, we can just dog this guy. Be like, that guy's got a family, you know, he might have a wife and kids. He's got a mom and dad. Like, I think people forget that stuff. So the fact that you're out there doing that kind of stuff, I think is great to just help out people. Yeah. Like you said, you're mentally tough, but I think even as just men in general, sometimes like we're just expected, like we got to shrug everything off. And sometimes it's not that easy. So to have somebody that you can go to, I think is big.
Exactly. No, I definitely agree.
But, well, that's all the questions I got. You guys got any more?
I've got one more. And I mean, just it kind of ties into the human side of things, but what was your impression of Kevin Stefanski up at the Browns mini camp? Because I know a lot of in the media, and we hear from a lot of fans, they think he's like this stoic, emotionless guy,
like an AI.
Doesn't have like a personality. And I've seen clips and things of him where I feel like he's got a good personality. But what was your takeaway from the head coach up in Cleveland?
I love him. I love him. I mean, he didn't bother me. So I was like, I don't really know what else to really say. I mean, he's kind of straightforward. He's really direct, and as a player, you want your head coach to be direct and straightforward with you. You don't want nobody sugarcoating anything. I feel like when we had a meeting, he told us the standard, told us his expectations, told us what we're here for. That's pretty much it. When I was out there, he has a little bit of personality as well. He came up to me during the stretch, and we was listening to some music, and he asked me, did I know the song and everything? And you know, he's a good laid back dude. I love him. I like that coach.
We'll clip this and send it to him.
But for real, man, good coach, for real. He's solid. I like him.
But yeah, well, anything else, Justin? You all good?
I'm good.
All right, man. Well, hey, you said you got another workout at 8. We'll let you relax a little bit before you go get your second lift into the day. I got to go home and eat desserts or whatever while you go to your second workout. But we really appreciate you taking time, hanging out with us for a little bit tonight, letting us get to know you, letting the listeners get to know you. It was a really awesome interview. We're rooting for you. No matter where you end up, you're going to have 3 fans rooting for you no matter what team you're on, unless it's like Baltimore or Pittsburgh, and it's going to be tough, but we'll try our best. But we appreciate you being here, man, taking time with us. This was awesome.
Man, I appreciate you guys for having me, man. I appreciate that for real. And anytime you guys need questions or anything, and I'll just keep you guys updated what's going on as well. I have you guys information, so we'll just keep in contact.
Awesome.
We'd love that.
That'd be absolutely awesome. We appreciate it. You have a good night, and good luck with everything going forward.
All right, fellas. Good seeing you all.
Once again, we want to thank Tyrese for joining us, hanging out with us for a half hour here on a Monday night before he gets in a second workout. 2 a day sounds awful. So
this is like voluntary 2 a day.
He's a better man than I would say all 3 of us.
I didn't do a 1 a day.
Yeah, today, I've been doing 0 days now for 20 years, obviously. So we appreciate him taking the time out of his busy schedule, talking with us about Browns mini camp and just big time college football, and what it's like to make it to this level. So we really appreciate his time. He's an awesome guy to sit and talk to. We appreciate all you guys listening to us all these episodes throughout the off season. Without you guys, we wouldn't have a show to do during the off season. So we appreciate you guys being here, hanging out with us. Make sure you guys tune into all the interviews we are putting out. We had Aiden Robbins a couple weeks ago. Trayton Welch just dropped this past Sunday, and make sure you guys check out our interview also coming out or that came out with Mookie Watson.
Mookie Watson.
I'm sorry. I was thinking Mookie, then I was thinking all this other stuff.
I know, Mookie Betts.
Yes.
That's what I always keep thinking, too. I know his nickname says, it looks like Bookie, but it is Mookie.
Yes. So Mookie Watson, Brown's 6th-round draft pick. Make sure you guys go back and check that one out if you haven't, whenever you guys are watching this one. The timeline it's like the MCU in here because we got so many episodes going at the same time. So make sure you guys, again, make sure you have that notification bell tapped so you don't miss any of the content we're putting out, because we're dropping all these player interviews left and right now. We've been very fortunate this offseason. Season to get so many, and we're going to keep pushing, trying to get even more. You don't want to miss any of them. We appreciate you guys being here, supporting the show even throughout the off season, and we'll see you guys sometime next week. Maybe we'll put together a live. We'll see.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over, so you get 10% off every order you make using code DAWGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. dangercoffee.com, code DAWGS.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.